did the other night on the news about the subject and asked him if he would mind calling us from the studio when he finishes the news. So about 10:15 this evening, we'll have Nick Clooney for a few minutes speaking about Ross Perot.
All right. Well, that should be very interesting as a kind of a follow-up to what we've been getting into here. We'll be chatting about that with Commander Hathon as well.
I'm glad you brought the Commander back on. I missed the last show, and it's been just very enjoyable to hear, have an opportunity to hear it again. So I will not hold you up.
All right.
See you in an hour, folks.
Thank you very much.
You bet. Good night.
And that's S.B. Romney. He will be hosting the program in just an hour from now, after Open Mind is concluded. Now, let me reintroduce Commander Hathon for those just tuning in. My very special guest is Yorgos Siris Hathon. He is Commander, Earth Project Transition, Pleiades Sector, Flight Command, Intergalactic Federation Fleet. He is aboard the spacecraft Phoenix, which we just learned in the first hour is over the desert where a lot of the earthquake action is taking place right now. Now, for those wondering about how this transmission actually takes place, this is not channeling. This is actually an electronic transmission on a high frequency of the UHF band frequency, and this is attuned to the receiver, who is simply a translator. Dharma is the translator. She actually senses these pulses and translates these into English. That is the means of transmission of the information that we're receiving tonight from Commander Hathon. And so, once again, Commander Hathon, welcome to these airwaves.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And let us, I will, we have to do, once in a while the equipment begins to act up, we have to punch a couple of buttons. And so I think that will clear up some of that ringing, and let me go next to Joyce. Joyce, you're on K-Talk with Open Mind with Commander Hathon.
Yes, I got in the very last of the earthquake prediction type. I wonder if you could go over that again.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Joyce.
Well, briefly, they have been pumping prana beams into the earth.
When you say they, who are they?
Well, it's basically your government at this point. There is a grid that was finished and connected around your globe and hooked up finally on January 1st.
And this is an electronic type of
grid? This is an electronic type of grid, and it can, you have heard probably the term woodpecker system.
Yes.
That's something that would be very familiar to all ones who know about the Russian particle beam or beam system. You have the same capabilities. Now, you went into cahoots with the Soviets and finally managed to hook up the system. So we'll just leave it at that right now, because you see those can be controlled from either the cosmosphere platforms in space, which are Russians, or they can be controlled by your own military or government through the military. Now, what has been happening, when you have these kinds of systems, the most effective way to test them is to have one of the receivers in one of those underground facilities. So you have massive underground facilities all around your nation, and some of the very largest are out here in the Mojave Desert, exactly where you've been having these earthquakes. The resonance builds up to the point that it acts like an amplifier. And literally, they are now overflying the area because it never stops. The shaking never stops. You know, they have been upgrading the level of the earthquake activity. And it isn't that you were not a part of the trial run on that first evening on that first day of the earthquakes, where it was felt all the way to Salt Lake. But you see, they were striking all along, periodically all along the way, basically opening up new faults. And you've got a situation here where they have just in some areas pulverized the land. The overflights are now being done and mapped. And there are sinks where the Earth has just kind of caved in on itself, some 20 to 50 miles in width and many, many miles long. And the desert itself looks like it was liquefied and then curdled like cottage cheese. This is just a phenomenon that's incredible. It has not ever been seen.
And that's the signature of the skater or
yes.
weapons that they have.
Yes. And you see, this is the system that requires evacuation of your planet. If this kind of energy gets completely out of control and backfeeds on itself, or you have a chain reaction, there is no technology on your place that can control it. You can create it. You can do it. But if it gets out of control, you cannot stop it. And that would eventually just ignite your atmosphere and pulverize your planet. It would just vibrate it into a heap of rubble. So that's, you know, this requires extremely close watching. And this is what we're about at this particular point, to keep that within limits.
I would like to just interject here for a moment for those who are doubting that this sort of weaponry actually exists, that I'd like to call your attention to the John Coleman program. John Coleman was on, a few weeks ago on this program, talking about these electronic weapons, these new incredible weapons that are in existence, but which most people simply never hear about. And that's all on the John Coleman tape, if you would like verification. And John Coleman is a person who is strictly terrestrial. If he cannot see it, feel it, or touch it, or hear about it from his own trusted confidants, then he does not put that information out. And so if you would like truly terrestrial confirmation of what Commander Hatton is just telling you regarding these weapons, then you really ought to hear that John Coleman tape. So I thought I would interject that as a point of validity there, Commander. I think that's important for the folks to understand.
Well, you're also getting, she asked about the earthquakes. Well, you're getting a denial now on the part of the seismologists. The ones here have now started a little bit of are you receiving me?
Yes.
All right. There was a change of tone, and I thought maybe we'd been cut off.
We hear you very well tonight.
Very good. Thank you. The seismologist at Caltech's Seismology Center are denying very heavily that their own brotherhood has left the Los Angeles area, but I'm telling you that that is a fact. The schools have been put on alert, and on Friday they were told that they must remain on alert because they did not expect the fault, the San Andreas, the big one, if you will, to last more than 48 hours. Now, that would run you into Monday sometime if they continue the bombardment that they're giving it now. The water table under Los Angeles proper has dropped suddenly by some 100 feet. Now, this water is pouring into the San Andreas Fault. This is a problem. Yes, you've got a real situation happening here, and it won't take very much to slip it. You have just had a volcanic eruption over in the Philippines again. You have just had tremors and earthquake and eruption of Mount Oso in Japan. You are having a lot of activity along the Ring of Fire. But there is sizable measurement of activity on the San Andreas. It is beginning to just sit there and quiver. And it's an incredible thing to realize that your own people can do this and will do this.
Why are they doing this?
It's, once again, it's blackmail. And when you are at such a disadvantage, precious ones, they can call in executive orders, and you will come under emergency regulations, FEMA regulations, around every major city in your nation. Right now, they have organized and put troops on alert. If you could go out, if you knew where to go, out of Salt Lake, you would find them. Now, if you ran into them, they'd say, oh, well, yes, we are on maneuvers or whatever, but they have reactivated the guard. And they are putting razor wire, that means barbed wire with razor cutters, encircling most of the military bases. And those precious ones, the reason for that is to contain you, the people. The reason for the military outside the city is riot control. You're war. I don't know what else to tell you. And this is one reason that Perot would back off. Regardless of the circumstances, he would back off. Mr. Bush doesn't need you. He doesn't need your votes. He holds in his hand executive orders that allows any slight triggering, and he can decide what that is. As an emergency, he can call in executive orders, and you will go into a police state.
And so this is why Bush really is not particularly worried about being reelected, because if all laws are suspended, if the Constitution is suspended, that means the election is presumably suspended.
Yes, yes. And you see, you have the United Nations troops now to back it up. You've got a bunch of Japanese troops over. Well, you've pulled them in from everywhere. You have a whole conglomeration. And wherein your troops might not want to act against your own people, the United Nations troops, the blue helmets, will, to restore order. And this can mean, you know, the closure of the banks. It can mean anything. It's a very, very serious time.
Very serious.
The Plan 2000, remember, is to be done and operational by year 2000. That's what it means. That means you have less than 7.5 years to get all of these things accomplished by the United Nations global government.
One of the key provisions of that is depopulation.
Right down to no more than 550 million people. That means you're not going to get cures. We've got cures. We've got cures. And therefore, you have them for AIDS, for these diseases. But for everyone that comes along, you see, viruses are nothing more than crystalline substances with the DNA. And you can grow them. You. And you did it with HIV. And then you have some very, very powerful strains of anthrax and now a smallpox that will not respond to the regular smallpox vaccine. So whenever you do something that stops one, they will hit you with another. You're caught up in this New World Order whether you like it or not.
Let us pause here. We would ask you to stand by, please, sir. We have to take a commercial break, and we will return in just a couple of minutes with Commander Hatton. Commander, there has been a good deal of discussion about the photon belt that has been announced. Now, I think it needs to be made very clear that the photon belt announcement is really, what you are doing is simply reiterating that information that has already been put out by others on this earth. Is that
yes,
right?
Yes, because you're not due to hit that great barrier until in the next century.
And so the great barrier photon belt then is really something that's projected after the year 2000.
Yes.
And the photon belt phenomena that is projected for almost immediately or almost any time now, I suppose, is, again, this is going to be something that's man-made.
Yes.
And they will be able to fabricate the effects of the photon belt, is that?
Yes, quite easily, quite easily. And you see, you already have a lot of photon energy coming through. This is what they're talking about with your ozone hole and your sunblockers not working, and the intensity of these X-rays, you're already picking up photons. But you would do that for a decade or two prior to entering the photon belt itself. because this is a very massive period of time. We're talking 2,000 years that you would be in this lighted period of time.
Yeah. I would like to just highlight something. The detractors of the photon belt phenomena are rather derisive when they say it. When they point out that photons are simply light, they say, well, light is light. Photons are light, so what is this business when people say the photons are going to do damage to you? And my comeback is basically that the photon belt is incredibly compressed photons. Is that a way to describe it?
Well, it's a different type of frequency, and it's very much like X-ray in that actually X-ray is just light that takes a photograph. But it builds up.
So we can't see it, but it nevertheless is considered to be light.
Yes. Yes.
And so those who seemingly are being derisive about photons and their alleged non-effect, is what they're trying to say, are really completely wrong, because the photons that we're talking about are the ones that are much higher in frequency up in the dangerous X-ray spectrum.
Somewhere in there. You will be able to tolerate quite a lot more than you would be regular X-rays. But they are a form of ultraviolet. So the intensity does damage. And exposed to that over a long period of time before your body can adjust to that, you will get damaged.
People should really understand that the photons that we have now, I guess it's said that when we see light, that is photons of a spectrum that falls within the range of our eyes.
Well, yes, you're just seeing light. Yes, you are perceiving light.
Right, and so the photons that we're really referring to in terms of the photon belt is something totally different than the photons that we experience here as visible light.
Yes, I like to consider it X-ray.
Right.
Radiation, if you will.
So that's the primary difference between, well, photons are not all the same. That's what it comes down to, and that's what some are alleging, that in terms of pointing out and downplaying what is being said about them. That's why I'm dwelling on this point, to make the point that not all photons are the same, and that the photons that you're referring to in the belt are much, much higher frequency, and they will have these kinds of effects that will be very, very noticeable.
Well, it's just been pointed out in this room that nuclear radiation basically is the worst of all. See, I mean, it's you don't see it either, but certainly it impacts you.
Yeah.
Well, what will happen, though, is a change in frequency of beings. Now, when the Great Barriers hit, and we call it the Great Barrier because you're going to have two or three levels of beings, and the lowest vibrating frequency beings, or let us just say evil, will get against that barrier. Number one, they will probably turn away psychically. They will just not accept the truth. It would be like Noah and his boat. And they're going to laugh right up until the end and then drown. They will not pass through that in human form. They will be stopped right there. Now, that's just because of the frequency of their vibration. They are very physically oriented into simply physical expression. Then there will be some who will go ahead and make it through, but they will be also greatly damaged, probably, because they are also very physically oriented and will not speed up their own integration. And then there will be the enlightened group, or the lighted people, who literally will pass through that, move into this lighted time of 2,000 years, and it's going to be the period of radiance that you refer to in your biblical prophecies. And evil does not do well there, because there's no darkness, there's nowhere to hide. And the frequency differences are so extreme. And it will not take you very long to move into that. Some of you will just, well, for instance, Dorma picks up my signals very rapidly, and they are extremely high frequency. and most of you attuned to me at all hear those tones. You may not recognize what you're hearing, but you very certainly do hear them. And that means that already you are adjusting your own systems. You're getting ready for that. You're getting ready for that transition. That's why you are experiencing it this particular time. And these are the wondrous things. You know, I don't really like talking about the negative political things. But if you don't know what's happened and what's wrong and what is the lie, then you're not going to be able to do anything about it, nor recognize the truth when you see it.
Yeah.
So we've got to go through the dreary to get to the glory. And that's where I like to dwell. I like to have fun with that, because you ones are headed for tremendously wondrous experience.
That's wonderful. And I would just like to mention in this connection that for those who would like more information, the Liberator newspapers are wonderful information, and the last issue was super, and I mentioned I've had a preview of some of the information that will show up in either the next Liberator or the one following, and it really is wonderful stuff. And so you really need to call this 800 number to get information on getting the Liberators. It's 800-800-5565. 800-800-5565. Let's go to the phones. Art, you're on K-Talk and Open Mind with Commander Hatton.
Yes, I have been, I'm critical of this for two reasons.
Critical of what?
Of this theory that is being advanced tonight.
The photon theory, you mean?
Well, the whole premise of Commander Hatton.
Oh, really?
Well, that's very good. That's fine.
Okay.
Well, I'm glad that you are open-minded enough, quote-unquote, to receive some criticism.
Well, I'm glad you're open-minded enough to share with us. I have nothing to hide.
All right, that's fine. I have come to sort of visions and revelations of my own. There are certain keys that I use to detect false channels or false messengers. One of these is boundaries. There are certain boundaries that are set which false messengers will cross. One of these boundaries is that the Father, or the God of this world, does not allow inhabitants of other worlds to directly administer to the inhabitants of this earth. Only inhabitants of this earth administer to the inhabitants of this earth. The other is, and this is going to be offensive to a lot, but I've been revealed the government of God, or the government of heaven, is patriarchal, and God will never send a woman to preach or teach what his will is.
What reference do you have? I'm not a woman.
Well, you sound like one to me.
Well, I have a translator. You
yes.
Don't. Why don't you learn my language, and then you won't have to have a translator?
Well, I... For authoritative messengers, it has to conform with the ancient order, which is after the order of the ancients, which has been revealed to me is after the order of Melchizedek, for instance. Do you know about Daniel 7 and 8?
Well, of course I do, and yet I would ask you about orders. When you are dealing with God,
yes.
You are dealing with ones who already understand structure and order. And when you get into hierarchical order, it's called pecking order. And quite frankly, we do not utilize it.
Hmm. Well, I believe there's an order to the gods, vertical hierarchy. It is not democratic. It is a theocracy, which is different than a democracy. And it is not egalitarian. It's vertical hierarchy. This group of gods, you're correct in labeling Elohim, which means the gods, and of course the true messengers of our Father taught that the first inhabitant here was transplanted here from an older earth into a garden. A perfect man and a woman were transplanted here, and all of the plants and animals were planted here also from an older world. And
Have you read the book Genesis Revisited, or gotten into some of those kinds of explanations of our early origins?
I've been too busy writing books to read. I appreciate what you're attempting to do and communicate with me. However, no, I have not read that. Does that ring a bell with that book? Ring true to it, sort of.
Well, have you experienced any of the journals, or the well, even the paper? Have you?
These are journals that are actually transmitted by Commander Hatton and are printed by America West.
A disciple of mine, quote unquote, brought some to me.
Disciples?
Yeah. Well, I was caught up. I was caught up where I saw and heard for myself what is written about. So I use that as a touchstone to measure all teachings and doctrine, whether it conforms with that light or not. And
well, Art, it sounds like you're operating on a somewhat different wavelength.
Well, that's what I'm saying, and mine conforms with the ancient order. If you read 1 Timothy 4:1, Isaiah 8:20, in these oracles. Now this.
Well, it sounds like you're very biblically oriented there, obviously.
Well, obviously, but New Age people are sort of contradictory too, in that they believe in evolution and yet they believe in channeling and spirits. To me, that is not mutually inexclusive.
Yes, but how can you be biblical and not experience the messengers?
Well, the messengers fit a certain pattern.
No, they fit your pattern, or they don't fit your pattern. You are judging.
I understand that, but everything is not relative. Absolute truth is discoverable, and either my message is true or it's false.
But how do you know that mine is not, when you have not experienced any of my material?
Isaiah 8:20.
You are, but sir, you're going to now tell me something else when you thought I was a woman.
You have been addressing the scriptures, referring to them. Isaiah 8:20 says, to the law and to the testimony, if it be not according to these, it is because there's no light in them. And the law and the testimony is that God does not change. He is not a liar, and he will never change. The truth never changes. Lies do.
You will find that in throughout everything I write, everything I speak.
I would suggest, Art, we will go nowhere with this conversation because let me suggest that you pick up a book called The Talmud of Emmanuel.
Okay.
And look at that. This is written by Jim Deardorff, and I think you would find it rather fascinating. And you can find that one at Aswassa, I do believe. And let me suggest that you do that, and I thank you very much for your call. And let's move along to Bill. You're on K-Talk with Commander Hatton. Hello, Bill.
Yes, I would like to ask Commander what the repercussions are supposed to be in the Salt Lake Valley relative to this earthquake problem. And I also have heard that there are vast quantities of water underlying the desert here, and that once a great earthquake hits, we'll be in a sea of mud. And I would like her comment on that.
Well, you're going to have to recognize the fact that you are an ancient sea.
Right.
And your mountains all around the area will show that to you. Also, you are on a very major fault that runs along, I believe you call them your Wasatch Mountains.
Right.
So you are in a very unstable area. And if and when you get the types of tidal waves or possible earth shifting, you could very well fill up with water. I don't really know much more to say to you about it than that.
All right. I thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.